Tabernacles. I have a topic I think you'll all be interested in. How to grow roses in a desert garden. And my wife must have slipped that one in. Mark of the beast. And how to reject it. I think we'll go with that one. Yeah. Better. Before we can reject the mark of the beast, we need to know what the mark of the beast is. There's a lot of speculation as to what the mark is. People think that it could be a computer chip embedded in our hand, tattoo in the forehead, some type of universal ID card, a barcode, you name it. Everybody's got a different idea. Is everyone going to walk around with the number 666 written on their foreheads? Do any of these things by themselves violate one of God's commandments? We all have ID cards, computers, computer chips are everywhere. In and of themselves, they don't really violate a commandment. Not really. Seems to be something missing. So what is special about the mark? While on the Isle of Patmos, John was taken in vision to the last days of man's reign on earth. And let's turn to Revelation 13, verse 16. Verse 16, and he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. Continuing verse 17, and that no man might buy or sell, save that he had the mark or the name of the beast or the name, the number of his name. And 18, here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. And his number is 666. And I just read that no man may buy or sell. Now there's a clue, something specific about this mark. Let's back up a little bit. Who or what is the beast? In Revelation 13, verse 1, and they stood upon the sand of the sea, and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns, and upon his horns ten crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. Verse 2, and the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. And we all know who the dragon is. We go to Revelation 12, verse 9. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Well, surprise, surprise, here comes another beast, the second beast, Revelation 13, verse 11. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. Well, we have two beasts. One great political leader empowered by Satan, and a second, a great religious leader empowered by Satan. So let's read again. Revelation 13, verse 16 and 17. And he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in the right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. So what are characteristics of the mark? It was popular. All had it. They made it possible to buy and sell. It is in our right hand and forehead. In other words, what we do and what we think. And I'll clarify that in a moment. And it was also given by an apostate religious leader empowered by Satan. And what is the penalty for having this mark? They will suffer the wrath of God. Trust me, not a good thing. Revelation 14, verse 9 and 10. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast in his image, and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. Then he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. Did you know that God has his own mark for his people? It's actually God's law. Let's look at Deuteronomy 6, verse 6. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And note verse 8, and thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. God's law in the hand and the forehead. And here is what God says awaits those who have been faithful unto death. Revelation 20, we're bouncing from one end to the other here. Revelation 20, verse 4. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Did you notice that all those killed for holding to the truth of God also refused to receive the mark? In other words, those of all previous eras were required to withstand the enforcement of the mark as well. But because they would not yield to pagan beliefs, festivals, customs, rank, idolatry, and worship of the Holy Roman Empire and the woman church, they were killed. The mark of the beast was first enforced well over 1,000 years ago. And though it is not yet being enforced, now for the plagues to fall on these who have it, and for those who refuse it, to be forced into martyrdom. It must be enforced once again. And if you're keeping track of current events, you can see the darkness falling. Morals have degraded immensely. Christians are now considered hate groups. Christians of previous times were killed because they refused the mark of the beast and the worship of its image. They obeyed God rather than man. And just to make a point, look at Acts 5, verse 29. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, "We ought to obey God rather than men." No surprise there. But is there something unique in God's law relative to the mark? And we did note that it controls buying and selling. Well, the Sabbath is also a sign. Go to Exodus 31, verse 13. "Speak thou also unto the children of Israel, saying, Verily my Sabbath ye shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that ye may know that I am the Lord that doth sanctify you." Verse 14, "Ye shall keep the Sabbath therefore, for it is holy unto you. Everyone that defileth it shall surely be put to death. For whosoever doeth any work therein, that soul shall be cut off from among his people." Look at verse 16 to 17. "Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations for a perpetual covenant. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed." Ezekiel 20, chapter 20, Ezekiel. Verse 12. "Moreover, also I gave them my Sabbaths to be a sign between me and them, that they might know that I am the Lord that sanctify them." Skipping down a little to verse 20. Ezekiel 20, verse 20. "And hallow my Sabbath, and they shall be a sign between me and you, that ye may know that I am the Lord your God." The Sabbath was sanctified for the purpose of being a sign. Genesis 2, verse 2 and 3. "And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made." So how can we violate the Sabbath? Should be pretty plain. By working on the Sabbath, the hand, and not worshiping God, the forehead. What do you think Satan would most like to have God's people do or not do? Could it be to reject God's mark, the Sabbath? It is God's sign between himself and his people. Satan wants man to formally reject God's mark. He wants man to reject God's law. He wants man to reject God's only sign to identify who his people are. The mark of the beast is a fake Sabbath. The Sabbath pictures God's millennial kingdom. The overwhelming majority of professing Christians have rejected God's mark, observing Sunday, paying homage to the mother church. The children of Israel rebelled against God in the wilderness. And we read Ezekiel 20, chapter 20, verse 13. "But the house of Israel rebelled against me in the wilderness. They walked not in my statutes, and they despised my judgments, which if a man do, he shall even live in them. And my Sabbath they greatly polluted. Then I said, I would pour out my fury upon them in the wilderness to consume them." Notice he said he would pour out his fury for violating Sabbath. Look at Revelation 14, verse 9, starting in verse 9. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, "If any man worship the beast and his image, and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels, in the presence of the Lamb." Moses kept the Sabbath. Ezra, Nehemiah kept the Sabbath. David and Samuel kept the Sabbath. The prophets in the Old Testament kept the Sabbath. The apostles in the New Testament kept the Sabbath. The New Testament church, including Gentile churches, kept the Sabbath. God kept the Sabbath. Jesus Christ keeps the Sabbath. God's church keeps the Sabbath. Look at Isaiah 66, chapter 66, verse 23. "And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come to worship before me, saith the Lord." Let's do a little comparison. The Sabbath was sanctified by God. Sunday is sanctified by the church at Rome. The Sabbath is called a sign. Sunday is called a mark. The Sabbath is kept on the seventh day. Sunday is kept on the first day. Sabbath, a sign worn on the forehead, hand, and heart. The mark is worn on the forehead and hand. On the Sabbath, you're not permitted to buy and sell. Sunday observance is permitted to buy and sell. Sabbath observance is persecuted by the beast. Sunday observance is punished by God Almighty. One last scripture, Mark 6, verse 24. Luke 16, verse 13 also says the same thing. "No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other." We cannot serve God and mammon. So we have Satan and God talking about the same real estate, the hand and the forehead. And you can't have them both. I suggest to you that you have already rejected the mark of the beast.